BBC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of a magpie goose honking away. Or a bee buzzing in the flowers. But my favourite sounds are the really odd ones, and I've got a special one for you today. Right now, I'm off to see one of my most favourite things in nature, and it's not an animal, but a waterfall. I love the sound of them. And watching all the water tumbling and falling down, down, down. I'm in the Kimberley region of Western Australia on Wunnambalgumba country, and the waterfall I'm walking to see is called Mitchell Falls. The path is quite rocky, and I can see lots of orange and red earth with green bushes dotted around. Ah, that's a pretty song, but it's very soft. Who is making it? I'll stand very still and keep very quiet. Flitting and darting in the shadows of those shrubs. It has a long tail and it's dark brown and orange. And it has got white feathers. It matches the sandstone all around here. Oh, it's a black grass wren. They are very small and have short beaks, which are really good at crushing seeds. Not many people get to see these wrens in the wild, because they are only found in this remote part of the Kimberley. They have short, rounded wings, so they can't fly for very long. Instead, it's like they're always playing a game of hopscotch. They bounce, hop, and even run between the bushes and grass. Off it goes! Ooh, I think I'm almost at the first waterfall, Little Merton's Falls. There it is. From here, I can see back over the ground I've just covered, and I'm quite excited because if I just hop over these rocks and around here, I can go behind the waterfall and into a cave. And there, I can see them. Oh. It's an ancient cave art gallery. And there's some very old Aboriginal art painted onto the walls. These paintings are thousands and thousands of years old. And I can see some people, and over here there's some plants and animals. Oh, amazing. I'm watching where I walk, as I have to be very careful not to touch or to damage these precious artworks. But it's time to see the beauty outside. I'm very excited about seeing Mitchell Falls. They kind of look like a giant birthday cake with lots of tears and runny icing water running all over the sides. And at the top, people can swim safely because the crocodiles only live in the lower parts of the river. You see, these falls, they're 80 metres high. And that's why they look so good and sound so loud. Oh, what a view. And, oh, hello there. Someone else is enjoying this lookout on a nice little warm rock. It's a lizard who just loves a splash. It's a Merton's water monitor. It's dark grey with dull yellow spots along its body, and it's got long black claws. When they go for a swim, they can close their nostrils so no water gets up their nose. I hate it when that happens. And they use their tails to swim really fast as they look for fish and frogs and crabs to eat. They can even hold their breath for half an hour. That's about 5 straight episodes of Bluey. On land, they hunt for small animals and birds and eggs and just generally look amazing. Ooh, I can see some very dark grey clouds starting to gather. I think it might rain. Good thing I packed my rain jacket. Oh dear. Yep, it's starting to rain. Okay, I better walk very carefully over this creek. Whoops! Oh no, I've landed on my bottom, right in the water. Oi, this isn't funny. Who's laughing at me? Up in a tree? It's a frog! It has a pale brown back with white belly and three toes, and the top half of its eye is bright red. I know that chortle. It's a laughing northern tree frog. It's also called Roth's tree frog, and they are found all along the very northern part of Australia, from here in the Kimberley and WA, all along the top to the Northern Territory, and down Queensland's coast almost to Brisbane. It seems to be enjoying the rain much more than I am, although it is quite cooling, and it does feel quite nice on my head. Well, maybe I should be a laughing northern tree frog and just embrace it. Males call from high up in trees like this one is doing to celebrate the first major rains of the season. Just like now. Then they lay their eggs just under the surface of the water during spring and summer after the rain finally stops. But what a cool nature noise. Can you be a laughing northern tree frog having fun in the rain? Do it with me. You ready? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do sound like a laughing tree frog giggling in the storm. All right, I'm going to get out of this rain now, but I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon. But for now, I'm Anne, signing off. Like a laughing northern tree frog. Thank you to Nigel Jacket for some of the sounds you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wanarong and Combermary country. This episode featured the sounds of Woonamboal Gambara country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our recording engineer is Corey Hay, our sound engineer is Wayne Ewan, and our senior producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app, free from your app store.